Hey, Gold Diggers, you're tuning in to the Zero to 250 Challenge mini series on the Gold Digger Podcast. In this short 5-episode series, I'll lead you through everything you need to know to start, launch, grow, and scale your email list. Time for lesson number 4. Ready to get your offer out into the world? Let's do it. In the first 3 parts of this podcast, you've signed up for your email service provider, created your first offer, customized a form or a landing page to collect emails, and you wrote your delivery email. Now it is time to get your offer out into the world and to get email addresses on your list. Have you logged into my mini course yet? If tech has stalled you, or if you're a visual learner like me, the online version of this podcast is exactly what you need. With a full library of free video tutorials to get you comfy in Flowdesk, you'll be creating and growing that list ASAP. Get access to this for free at listbuildchallenge.com. That's listbuildchallenge.com. Okay, let's cartwheel into today's lesson. This part is likely going to feel the most uncomfortable. And trust me, I get it. You're going to have to put yourself out there, which can feel awkward, right? But here's the thing. In order to grow, you have to become your own publicist. So put on your PR hat and you are about to get busy. Let's first start with who's already there. Chances are, regardless of where you are in your journey, you have a Facebook account with friends or an Instagram account with followers. Yes, even 10 people counts. Don't trick yourself into believing that you have to grow your social media first. Here are 5 tips for sharing your offer with the world in a non-spammy sort of way. Share your passion. So maybe you've never even shared your passion or your gift with the world. Don't you think the people who love you will be so excited that you're excited about something? If you don't believe in yourself, why should anyone believe in you? You can tell a story. Ever notice how really good commercials, they tell a story? Well, when you share this new endeavor, don't go straight into marketing jargon. Explain your offer and how it's tied to you so that others can imagine themselves enjoying it too. Set yourself up. Every time you share with the world, it's like leaving a breadcrumb along a trail. It might take people a few times of hearing you talk about something before they decide to take action. So do not get discouraged. Start talking now. And remember, you're offering value. So before you feel salesy or spammy, remember that you've created something that is valuable and you're offering it to them for free. You're not selling anything here. You're just extending an invitation. Now, the goal is to be in it for the long haul. This is just the first baby step in a marathon. It might take a while for you to gain traction, so do not lose heart. You have to share it more than once. Putting yourself and your dreams out there is something to celebrate. Let's take a moment to appreciate something that's guided every aspect of my business, including building my email list: the power of one. It's easy to want those 250 people to jump on your list on the first day, right? But don't forget the power of each and every subscriber. It's a real human signing up for what you have to offer. So now that you've got the how to share your offer, let's talk about where you're going to share it. Number one, post it to Facebook. Share a link and explain what's inside. Invite your friends and your family to share. Number two, share it in your Instagram feed. Tell a story. Put the link to join in your profile. Number three, get on Instagram stories, share your face, talk a little bit about what it is you've created and where someone can get it. Number four, do a poll on your Instagram stories about the topic of your offer and personally DM those who expressed interest or a need for it. Number five, email contacts one by one and invite them to enjoy your offer and join your email list. And number six, share it on LinkedIn if you have an account so that people can see what you're currently up to. Now, don't just think that you can slap up a post and grow. Create that excitement. Engage with those engaging with you. Get into the trenches to get this offer out into the world. A great post, well, one, share a little bit of your passion or the why behind the offer. Number two, explain what they will get if they sign up for it. Make it super exciting. And number three, invite them to join and tell them how they can gain free access. Try this. Start with a question like, how's your email list going? Haven't started it yet? Then explain your offer. I created a free 5-day podcast to help you get started. Next, share how it works. Sign up and you'll get access to my mini course and tools. Finally, share an invite to join. Post a link to join and encourage people to take action. Effective posting, no matter the platform, requires a few things. Share it with excitement. Make people curious. Stay to engage with anyone liking or commenting. personalized messages to anyone expressing interest. Reshare it over and over and over again. Only 6% of your audience is likely even seeing your social media posts. And if you want a pretty graphic to use in order to share your offer, jump onto a place like Canva.com and create a quick and pretty graphic for free. Are you ready to really get into some strategy here? What I would love for you to do is to create two different offers with separate sign-up forms to see what your audience responds to more, and set a goal to share one opportunity to opt in every single week to expose your audience to the offer. Seeing how your audience responds to your free offers can be an incredible way to test your idea and to gain insight into the eyes of your potential dream clients. Are you starting to see how growing an email list before you have something to launch can benefit you in big ways? It is time. You are more than ready to put your offer out into the world, and feel free to use the hashtag 0-250 to cheer on your other challengers to see what they've created. Oh, and before you get caught up feeling like you're annoying people, remember that only 6% of your audience sees your social media posts, so keep on sharing until you're blue in the face. Coming up next in the process, you've got people on your list. They want what you're serving up. So now it is time to send your first email and create your plan. Things are getting real good. So let's reconnect inside of episode 5, the final day of our series. I'll talk with you then. I hope you enjoyed this lesson of the 0-250 challenge mini series on the Gold Digger podcast. Remember to head on over to listbuildchallenge.com, where I loaded up a ton of free video tutorials designed to be the perfect companion for you as you work through these podcast episodes. They're waiting for you. In the final lesson, you'll be ready to send your first email and create a plan to move forward. Be sure to hit subscribe on this podcast so you don't miss a single episode. As always, I had a blast spilling all the email list beans, and I hope you enjoyed coming along for the ride.